Hello, this is QBXL Audio Edition for Tuesday, July 19th, 2005. I am your host, SJ0. Top news this hour, Zyre's back, leaving the entire community to cower and quiver in gelatinous fear. In a statement released to QBXL Audio Edition, she says, "I demand your tribute, and that you all bow to me, your new ruler and goddess. Or not, it's up to you. If you don't want me to, then fine, I'll just go dig my hole. Only girly and Swedish. I didn't try to emulate it. Frankly, I think I'm a better human being, because I didn't." Zyre9's new game has been released, but don't let anyone tell you that it's an RPG or an adventure game. It's an action game. You go around for several hours beating the shit out of monster after monster after monster. That's not to say it's a bad game. It's just not an RPG or an adventure game. Unless you find beating the shit out of monster after monster after monster adventurous. In which case, my hat's off to you. In a minor development, almost not worthy of being reported upon in this issue, the 0.14 release of FreeBASIC will have the ability to create Xbox executables. SJ0, who played a small part in this development, released a statement saying, quote, "I haven't been able to figure out how to lay eggs into people's skulls yet. But not because of the injection part. The problem is that I'm a guy, and injecting that into a person's skull doesn't sound menacing, just perverted." Dr. V was, luckily, not available for comment. A recent post by Spotted Cheetah confirms Microsoft is ding. He discovered this revelation while tring to download their SDK. Okay, that was low. To be fair, and I'm always fair to the people who decide not to use FreeBASIC for completely arbitrary reasons. Spotted Cheetah is from Hungary, which explains his spelling mistakes. He's also completely insane. What? It's true. In a real piece of news, QBRPGs.com is no more. It's been retired because it's a long dead site. We will now play The Last Outpost in tribute. Now, I'm sure you're wondering about two things. You're wondering why we played The Last Outpost rather than Taps, and you're wondering why it was overdriven. Well, QBRPGs.com was a Canadian site, run by Fling, a Canadian. And the overdrive was because it sounded cool and because I sort of messed up in Fruity Loops. So there you go. The FreeBASIC and QBASIC community should make it its mission to make sure that a site like QBASICRPGs.com can come back once more, because we've got like 6 games right now. You slackers. I guess on to international news. So it turns out that Karl Rove, chief strategist of George W. Bush, is the leak who revealed the identity of an undercover CIA operative and got her killed purely for political gain. Sure, sounds bad. In fact, some people might even call it traitorous, maybe hinting that he should be executed for treason, like any mutinous sailor. Oh, stop! This is absolutely ridiculous. If we've learned anything from the Republicans under George W. Bush, it's that when they lie, get people killed, or commit treason, it's a good thing. It's the American way. It's protecting America. And if you don't want to protect America, well, then you're one of the terrorists. So, Karl Rove, you are an example to us all. I think that everyone who has information on the identity of a CIA operative and can hurt the Democrats by revealing their identity and getting them killed should go and do it. Because it's just... Because if you don't, the terrorists have won. In a piece from Canada, mosquitoes in Winnipeg, Manitoba are worse than ever this year, with average trap counts of over 550. The only year in history which was worse was 1994, where average trap counts barely reached 500. In response, and because of the growing threat of West Nile disease, a mosquito-borne disease which can kill people and attacks the nervous system, authorities are going to be fogging the city with malathion, a nerve toxin which kills mosquitoes on contact. Shut-ins and non-Manitobans alike express their outrage at this development. But a recent poll by the Winnipeg Sun, a local newspaper, showed that 95% of people polled supported the fogging, with only 5% not supporting it. On a recent radio call-in show, people from Southern Ontario called in to voice their outrage at the fogging because of the nuisance of mosquitoes is minimal. Natives of sub-Saharan Africa called in to express their outrage that we have an umbrella industry, calling it wasteful. And some Central Americans called in to express their outrage that Winnipeggers heat their homes during winter, saying, quote, "The difference is only a few degrees. I'm not sure why you aren't happy just to be out of the heat." And on that note, we end this edition of QEXL Audio. I'm SJ0, saying, won't someone think of the children? And perhaps get Karl Rove to report their parents as being CIA operatives? Good night.